96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a Free Your Mind Friday. It's time for you to get what's bothering you off your chest. And we have some things that are definitely bothering us, too. And I have plenty of help here in studio to lighten things up. Comedian Queen Aisha is back with us. Lindsay Perry, media strategist.
Yes.
Well, she's Howard University, University Station.
She's extra.
That's when it's hood. You strategist, strategically strategist.
Innovator, I'm all of that.
That's right. Lord help me. Got him nervous.
He done made up a word.
Okay. Hold on, let's not forget about the best part.
Yeah, can we get this right? Darius Baxter.
No, we agreed. I'm King Darius for this one.
King Darius, because we've got the queen here. Community organizer and founder of goodpartners.org. I am tearing up and I can't even read my script now.
And holding your heart.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Remember the conversation off air? Yes.
And I really do. Sorry.
Lines are open. If you want to get it off your chest, what's bothering you this week? It's a Free Your Mind Friday, 202-319-7810.
He done taken his glasses off.
But, you know, I needed
that laugh. To make you blush.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been one of those weeks. Speaking of blushing, let's talk about one of the stories that has really kind of burned up my Facebook page today. I mean, a lot of people have been posting, and I actually posted it late. There's a pastor, and her name is Pastor Desiree Allen. She is in Harlem, New York, at the First Corinthian Baptist Church. And Pastor Allen is pregnant. And she has posted a blog that she says, "I cannot carry your judgment," and that she is going to remain in the pulpit until she has her baby. And she refuses to be shamed out of the pulpit. Well, Queen, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I will say that the majority of the church is actually supporting her.
That's good.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's real. I think that she's just society's mirror. So people looking at her in the pulpit say, "Get it, girl. That's me, too."
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I forgot.
She's single.
I didn't mention that. Obviously, yes. I figured that. Yeah.
As a lot of people who have, you know, sex are single or not married, and I think we need to start looking at the
fact. She just said sex so freely. It was just.
I mean, sex is natural. We all got here from sex. I'm just saying, you know.
You told me at 12 it was a beautiful thing. And I said,
It is a beautiful thing. I think that's the problem. We look at it like it's something dirty.
Right. All of us got here from it.
But let's not ignore the most important thing here.
What's that? The pastor of a church.
This is the pastor of a church. This is the leader of a congregation.
Okay.
And when we have someone who is in a position that she is in, she is the example for her congregation. And we can't look at it and say, okay, she's just another woman in society who is going out and having sex. She's setting an example for all the young women in her church.
Well, let me say this, because I don't know the background on it. Is she in a relationship and she's just not married? I don't think she out there like just.
Who are we to judge that, though?
Right. Who are we to judge that?
It's not about us judging it. If we look at it like strictly, okay, this is, or you got to pick a side, okay? Are you for or are you against her? That's not what I'm saying here.
Right.
What I'm saying here is she is the spiritual leader of this church. And the Bible says you should not be having sex before marriage.
And let me say, she is not the pastor, but she is one of the pastors. But does it matter?
She's the spiritual leader of this church, and the Bible may say that, but guess what? She's a human being, and she may have made a mishap, a mistake, as we all do.
No, those mistakes don't happen. that was a decision.
Yeah, it was a decision. It was a decision. You're right. But at the end of the day, I mean, are we going to condemn her for
it? No, I'm not condemning her.
We condemn the male pastors for doing what they do.
That's one of the things that she said.
She mentioned the same thing.
And see, exactly.
That's what she mentioned in her blog.
And that point right there, I kind of, it takes the attention off of her congregation. Of course, you can make the claim that, okay, men are out here doing this exact same thing. But then that takes the pressure off of her. Okay, what did you do in this situation? What example are you setting for your congregation? Men, we crazy. I'll admit, we crazy. And you look in the black community specifically, women set the example for our communities.
Right. So she should have a conversation about her relationship, how this came to be. She should.
But that's not the conversation she's having right now. She's saying she's being slut shamed. I'm reading the post right here.
Yeah, but that's a blog post.
She's been judged on it, but she had to. She had to get herself together so she don't fall into the way what other people feel about her. But what's also really great, I believe, is that now people that are sitting and holding all of this in, women, they feel like they have somebody to go to.
Exactly.
So we have to look at it in a positive light.
And I think you make a really good point because, she is in a leadership position in the church, a spiritual leader, faith-based leader, a single woman, obviously sexually active and pregnant. But what about all of the other women that are in the congregation that are also single, mm-hmm. who may be struggling with this issue of, should I be doing this? Should I not? Should I be waiting? Blah, blah, blah. So I think that no matter what you think about it, it is an important conversation mm-hmm. to have. And
that's what needs to be had.
And I really don't believe that anyone should be slut shaming. And in 2016, You can't hide the realities. Mm-hmm. You need the church can't stay just within the church. The church needs to deal with very real issues.
Exactly.
Day and time.
That are going on. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday talking about that and some other issues. If you have something you want to get off your chest, here is your opportunity to do it. Omar calling from Silver Spring. What's on your mind, Omar?
Man, what's bothering me is that how this election was stolen by the Republican.
Why do you say it was stolen?
I'm sorry?
Why do you say it was stolen?
It was stolen. It was through rigging. You know, the Republican engaged in all the battleground states. Every state that Trump needed to win the election, it has been sued by the State Department. Okay? The Justice Department. And this election was rigged. I mean, in North Carolina, the black vote is down by 8%. Okay? In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they were able to press 349,000 black votes. That, Obama got 96% of the African-American vote, and Hillary got 89%.
Here's the situation now. I mean, the contender for the White House, Hillary Clinton, she has accepted the results. What's done, is done. He is the president elect. And so as we were talking to a young protester just yesterday, what are you going to do about it over the next 4 years?
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do about it is I'm going to engage more people, but I'm going to start registering people, and people need to start educating themselves. I'm going to try to hold meetings and groups on Facebook, but people need to start waking up and knowing that this election was taken from us without our knowledge. Mm-hmm. That 96 to 86, it was not because a black vote didn't show up, because that 1 million vote was oppressed.
Okay.
And it was the Vanity Fair magazine had a cover where the Republicans were cross-checking names and people with the same names in different states, and they eliminated them, and nothing is being done about it. And the Republican that has not been challenging him. So that's what's really bothering me.
Okay, Omar, thank you so much. We appreciate getting that off your chest. Free Your Mind Friday, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Che, calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. What's on your mind? Che, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Amber, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Amber. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to weigh in on the preacher,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to say that I really believe that we all struggle with some type of sin, but in her particular case, yes, she is the example. She is the leader of a congregation. Too much is given, much is expected, but we all fall short, and actually that's the beauty of needing a Savior, is because not one of us is righteous, and I believe that God can use her even in the midst of her having sex outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. It is a sin. It is unpleasing to him. But the beauty about it is that if she is truly a woman of God and she goes before him, he can use her in this situation to reach out. And I think actually this will speak to the world, even outside of the church.
And Amber,
a lot of people don't come to church for that very reason. They fear that they'll be judged. They fear that they would have to deal with shame and guilt. And God does not give the spirit of guilt or shame. But he will convict. And so he needs people who would come. She's going to need people who are going to come alongside her and not condemn her, but love her and be a reflection of the same God that she ministers about.
And that's what she said in her blog. Yes.
And let's not forget,
her that's supporting her.
Well, thank you, Amber. Go right ahead.
And she don't need all that.
And I
agree with the point that Amber just made. But the thing that, and I read the blog, is that that wasn't the message that was conveyed to me through the blog post. It was more like, let's pay attention to everybody else around us that's doing the exact same thing. A line that she said specifically, and I think she might be harping on her own church body, where she's saying that people are having sex outside of marriage, people are doing drugs, people are drinking, so on and so forth. And generally, these are not acceptable acts. So instead of saying, okay, I can be used as a vessel to show that people have fallen short of the glory of God, I'm going to pass the buck to other people.
So you're saying that there's a lack of accountability in this? And you're saying that
she's pregnant. You can see it.
She's pregnant. She's hormonal. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you said it. I could not say that.
Yeah.
I would not be allowed
she's
to say that at all.
She's probably upset. She's probably upset
she
because
has every
she
right
is
to be.
Receiving.
Exactly.
But she's saying the truth.
She's putting things out there that's real. It's real. It's true.
Exactly.
And I'm sure this is a very difficult thing. I don't, you know.
And it's true because she's going through this because she's a female. If it was a male, you got so many guys in church that
and it's acceptable.
They're getting women pregnant left and right, and it's not acceptable.
I'm not going to say it's acceptable.
They can hide it.
They can hide it. And even if they don't hide it, we still don't say step down from office, right?
Are you sure? Well, let's see what Lisa says. So, Lisa, calling from D.C., what's on your mind?
Basically, I kind of agree with what the young lady was saying before. I don't think that they're, because we all fall short of grace. And God can still minister. You can still be a minister even in your transgressions. That's the best time to minister. Mm-hmm. But I do think that she should sit down from her leadership role right now.
Okay,
why do we have to get into it being a man or a woman thing? Everybody should be held accountable.
Well, that she said it. We didn't bring that up. She's the one who brought the issue up on her blog. She said that men do it, but she didn't say, so why can't I? But she was just pointing out that men do it. But why should she step down?
If she's being used.
Right.
So how are you going to teach and, you know, how are you going to
why should
be
she
used
step down?
If you step down?
I disagree with that. But from what I've read from her so far, that is not the message that she's conveying. She's not saying that I can be used as a disciple right now. She's saying that men are doing the exact same thing as I am doing.
Lisa, why do you think she should step down? And what kind of message do you think that will send?
Let me be clear. When I say step down, because you don't want to say, one thing the Word of God says is that you don't want to be a stumbling block either.
Okay.
So you still want to make sure that you're not, you know, you're not condoning. If you are a believer and you believe that sex, even though we do it, yes, it happens. That's real life. But she is in a position of leadership, and she does have to. There's a different, not a different, but there is an accountability. Like the sister said before me, to much is given, much is required, and that's all of us. I'm not saying that there's still not a place and a purpose for her in that church, even with her transgression. You can minister. Because everybody got sin.
Mm-hmm,
but
yeah.
You don't want it to be a stumbling block where young women can think, okay, well, this is cool.
Okay, yeah. Lisa, thank you so much.
I think she needs to have a conversation and start, you know, women's ministry. They need to actually talk about this. And all of this is man-made tradition. The spirit of God, I feel, is not in this conversation. The true spirit of God, the love, the joy, the peace. We're bringing a child, a miracle into this world. That's what we need to be focused on. Regardless of her blog, that is what we need to be focused on. Mm-hmm. The spirit of God, all these step down from office and all that doesn't matter.
Go ahead,
I
Queen.
Also believe that with this one I can't even speak like you could.
Right. Strategist. I want you to strategize.
With her being pregnant and being before the congregation, I think that when you do so much in your church and all, that the youth, I don't think they're going to be swayed that easily by just you being pregnant. Because when you walk strongly in everything else, and they see that, and they probably don't even see, they probably see, oh, she's pregnant. They probably not even think, oh, is she married? Is she that? You know what I'm saying? So we can't get caught up in those types of things.
And it's going to happen
real.
To someone else. It may happen to a young person at the mm-hmm. church, you know? So there, this is a prime opportunity for God to get the glory out of this.
Yeah, well, I want to thank that Lisa, that last caller, for bringing that point up. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa from Gaithersburg. She wants to talk about Donald Trump. Cheryl calling from Forestville.
Talking
Judy,
about leadership.
Judy calling from Lanham T, calling from D.C. And if you're trying to get in, please do not stop trying. We're going to take as many phone calls as we can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. More topics to talk about and some of the stuff we've already discussed. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.
The price is high.